This is Prophecy Now. I'm Liberty, your host from Spirit Move Ministry. Let's just jump in and talk about times and seasons, prophecy, everything that God's doing right now, and what we need to be preparing for. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, this is Liberty from Prophecy Now and Spirit Move Ministries. It's awesome to have you listening here on Prophecy Now podcast. I would like to remind you of our Dream Talks deal that we have going on right now. I have an 8-session Dream Talks e-course that I have for sale through spiritmoveministry.co. You have receive the first session for free here on Prophecy Now. I would like to offer 2 coupon codes for those who are Prophecy Now listeners. The first coupon code is PROPHECY10 with a capital P. This will be 10% off either session 1 or session 2, basically Dream Talks 1 or Dream Talks 2, each have 4 sessions, or you can bundle it and use the coupon code PROPHECY15 to receive 15% off the bundle of Dream Talks 1 and 2. I hope that you guys will take advantage of these discounts and be blessed by the e-course, and it's awesome to have you as a listener to our Prophecy Now podcast.
Hey guys, it is Liberty from Spirit Move Ministries. And I am on with you again. I hope you enjoyed the last word. If you did not get to hear it on the podcast, hello Prophecy Now listeners. That is my podcast that is through Charisma Media. You can find it there and anywhere all over the place, okay? I hope you watch that word and you are very blessed by the word. Now, I would love everybody to hear the word because we all need to hear the word, what God is speaking for the times and seasons, because some of them are not going to be like the dragons are out, which is the prophetic dream the Lord gave me about the dragons gathering 2 by 2. If you did not see that, go back and look at that. It is a warning dream. This recent dream I had may not have had dragons in it, but it was just as big of a warning depending on how you choose to live your life. If you care about what Christ thinks, if you want to obey him and follow his call and he is number one and he's the love of your life, then it's a serious word for you. And it's a way for you to understand the view that the Lord, the proper view of how we guard his word, testimonies, your call, your mandate on the earth, not devaluing that. And you might hear phone ringing in the background. That is the ministry phone number. And I do not know why someone would be calling right now, because it is later at night. So we're just going to act like it's not happening. I was not expecting that. Okay, they hung up. But the thing is depending on where you're at in your walk, Christ needs everybody to get on the same page. And so what'll happen is, and the last word I released, you guys, it took me 3 tries. My phone recorded it and then it would not play. It would just turn black after like 9 minutes. So I tried to record it before Father's Day, the day before. And so, but the word basically, go back and watch it. I know all of you have not watched it because typically by now I would have triple the views. So go back and watch it and take it seriously what the Lord is speaking right now, because these words are to prepare you, you guys. Everything I release prophetically, this is the mandate that God's given me, is to release times and seasons to prepare the body of Christ, to prepare the bride. And so if you want to be the bride and you care about becoming the real body, the remnant that he speaks of biblically, then you need to take seriously these words. Now, go back and watch it. I'm not going to tell you anymore. Just go back and watch it because you already know this. Everything I release it in a particular order for a reason. Because the Lord tells me to release them in a certain order. And so I release them in a certain order. And so go back and watch the word. Very quickly, a couple of things. This was a prophetic vision I'm about to release. It's an amazing times and seasons prophetic vision. There is going to be signs and wonders included with it, but I wanted to talk about a couple of things first. Number one, Anointed to Win Conference is this weekend. We are doing it at Cannon's Coffee in Apopka. That might sound weird, but they have an event space that's attached, that's outside, separate from, it's an inside to get in, but it's separate from the coffee shop, but they're connected. So the coffee shop's going to continue to go on and people are going to be coming in all day long, you know, getting coffee and food and snacks and all that stuff. And we will be in the event space. And so we want to see you. It's 2 days, June 28th and 29th. I think we might be out of seats. I do not know. Honestly, I think it's going to be a riot to squeeze us all in there because it's a pretty decent space. I mean, we can put 50 people in there. But my guess is we might end up, you know, we might need more space. So it's cool. The owner's cool. She's spirit-filled. She's ready to go. She thinks it's going to be amazing. So we might just take over the whole place. So that means anybody who comes in from the public, it just is what it is. It's going to be Anointed to Win happening. It's going to be a glory fest too, you guys. I'm going to be doing deliverance. I will be doing all the speaking. I'm going to be teaching on my book. I'm going to be talking about a lot of the larger strongholds connected to the deceptive spirit of failureism. You're going to be walked through how to conquer those things and become unshakable. And you're going to get deliverance from a lot of stuff, just even in your mind, where most of the battle happens when it starts there, in your mind and in your spirit and in your heart. And we're going to have a great time together. Then we're going to end the 2 days with a book signing and a commissioning. I will be doing impartation of fire, but basically it's more anointing you to win. And we're going to have an amazing prayer time and a commissioning. And that's when I will sign everyone's books. And I'm going to be doing my final service, which is going to be from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday. So that's, if you're just coming for the book signing, you need to be there at 4 p.m. on Saturday, June 29th. And so, because that's when all that starts, if you don't want to miss what we're doing. Now, the reason why we're doing everything so early is because it's a coffee shop. And they usually close early. And so we don't want to be there all night. They have stuff to do. They come back at the crack of dawn the next morning. They don't need a mess from us. And so we're trying to be respectful with the time and not be there until 11 or 12 at night, which is typically what we would be doing. So we hope to see you there. And get on and register to confirm you have a seat. Go to the website, spiritmove.global, and register for that. And so continuing on, we are going to Tanzania the end of July. And I will be speaking. I'll be the main speaker for International Pastors Conference that they're doing there. But basically, it's for all the pastors in the whole nation. And anyone outside, you know, from other nations, they can come also. It's a pretty big thing that they do every year. They have 500 to 700 pastors come each year. And we just pour into them. And they've asked me to come and speak and to release. And so I'm going to basically pour into them what I do. Times and seasons, the prophetic, get ready, be unshakable. Zap them with the fire, release the glory, and do everything God's called me to do. So very much looking forward to that. And so be praying with us. And if you would like to give, we are still raising funds for the team, the expense for the team to go, because I cannot go by myself. If it was just me going, it wouldn't be that big of a deal to raise funds. but it's not just me. I don't go anywhere alone. I have to have security, and then I have to have help that my own altar workers, there's other things that have to happen that, you know, I don't go anywhere alone. So there has to be an expense for the team that I take with me. And we have to have somewhere to sleep. We have to eat and do all that while we're there. It's all ministry. And if you would like to give to help us do that, that would be amazing. Okay, so now this video is going to be like several things besides the prophetic vision I'm going to talk about. Mainly because there's so much going on right now. And besides what's going on in the world and the Christian realm, I'm not going to speak to a lot of things, but I will say a couple things because you guys email me and you ask me things. And my goal is not to ignore you and to not have any comment. I mean, I choose to not have a comment on a lot of things. I pretty much avoid all the stuff on social media because it's a waste of Jesus's time. And I'm about to talk about that. I'm going to offend some people. So just buckle up and get ready. Okay. So all the current events. And then the next thing I'm going to talk to you about is a big challenge that I gave myself, the School of Ministry, and my mentorship. And they've all been meeting the challenges and miracles are already happening. And then this is separate from the prophetic word I'm about to release, you guys. Listen to the whole video. And so if you want to skip ahead and miss this really cool stuff, that's fine. That's great. Have a ball. Skip ahead. But don't skip ahead. This is a ministry. I'm going to talk about other stuff. So current events. I had said a couple of videos back that I might bring up some current events. I have had some of my main students, the students that have been with me longer, like 3 years, that are now instructors and they help me. They're part of their internship is helping me to lead the first year students with some of their curriculum and things that I'm doing with them. And they have questions and they want to know, Apostle Liberty, what did you think about all the whole fiasco with the pole dancer and all the nonsense and with all that? Mark Driscoll, I believe, and I can't remember his name, okay, but I do know who he is because, you know, so, but I do know who he is there in Springfield, Missouri. Okay, so I've had all these people ask me all these things. They want to know what I think about that. They want to know what I think about the other most recent things that have come to light. What do I think about all the IHOP stuff? Here's what I'm going to tell you. Number one, I have a lot of thoughts. But honestly, is it for me to worry about? No. I've got work to do for Jesus. I'm running with Jesus. And so praying for them is the job I have. Interceding for their families, praying for their churches, praying for all families affected by anything that's come out that's true. That's our job. And so like I said, I'm going to offend some of you here in just a second because you guys want to know what I think, and you know you better buckle up. So here's what I think, okay? I think, number one, so here's some things that I recognized, even though I'm not on social media that much, you guys. Honestly, I get told these things, and I don't like hearing them. But here's some things I don't like. Number one, I don't like that all these people and ministries who call themselves Christians, people I might even know personally, are on the internet and on YouTube and on all the social media platforms using each of these things as clickbait. I already told you, you ain't gonna like what I got to say. I'm about to give all of y'all a spanking. Okay, we're going behind the woodshed right now. And I'm like pulling out dad's belt to give you a butt whooping. So, number one, it breaks my heart to see all the supposed men and women of God and credible ministries out there who are using all this stuff for clickbait. And they're talking about it, creating more drama, trying to get more followers through stuff that's happening that honestly is none of your business. When we're doing that as the body of Christ, we're acting just like the world. We're using social media just like the world, how they use it. Jesus has none of that. He will not have any of that. He's not in any of it. And so I would just tell you this right now. If you have fallen into that trap, you need to repent. And you need to go back and retract anything you did. Yep, I'm doing it. I'm saying it. Oh, man, ask me about current events. You should repent and go back and delete anything on your ministry feed that pertains to you gaining fruit. It ain't fruit. From stuff that ain't your business. Stuff you don't even know the whole truth about, but you've participated in creating more drama, more talking. Now, if you were one of the ministries that came on and tried to clear something and say, hey, these are the things being said and it's not right and it's not real, that's different. We need some of you out there that are willing to come out and be like, the one that is going to use their head and, you know, be Christ-like and say, hey, this shouldn't be happening. This is not what was happening, and what's being said is not true. And so I'm okay with that. I agree with that. But on the other hand, the using it for clickbait, the using it to build your platform, other people's things that are happening with them, and then you want to build your platform. And so but the thing is, the people you're gaining are gossips. They're gossips. They're full of drama. Slander. Seducing spirits. Lying spirits. Y'all wanted to hear what I had to say. I'm just laying it out for you right now. So, if you are one of those that have tried to benefit from the things that people are going through that are real things, that are hurtful, people are hurt. It's not funny, and it is not a joke, and it is not something to get on and build your platform out of. So yeah, there's a lot of things I think about it. And the first and foremost, what I think about it is our responsibility as the body of Christ and how many have failed to use our platforms and the love of Jesus and it being not our business to start with and all that to promote what Christ is doing, which is to pray for the families, pray for the pastors that have fallen, pray for anyone who was hurt, the victims. This is what our job is to do. And number two, our first posture should be to humble ourselves and go, oh man, I ain't gonna say nothing and I ain't gonna think nothing and I ain't gonna have any opinion, at least not publicly. You might need to sit and talk to God about a couple of things so you can hash some stuff out. That's okay. He's the love of your life. He's your best friend. That's the best place to go. Go to Jesus' feet with it. Don't go to other people with it. We should be going low and being like, oh man, get the log out of my own eye, because lest I fall. Don't speak too soon, lest you fall. Then next thing you know, you're one of the headlines. And maybe you don't have a global ministry, so you can't make it on a headline, but your family can still be destroyed. And so our side of it is, this is what I think. We should be praying, and it's none of our business. And we should be loving everybody involved and praying for them, not judging, not making clickbait, not creating more drama, not using social media the same way the world uses it to become known and popular. And so those are the things I think. Now, the instructor that one of my instructors that were in Kenya and came to serve, he was like, okay, 100%, because I just laid it out. He's like, I get all of that. He's like, but what do you really think about, he just really wanted to know, like, you know, like the whole fiasco with whatever, the pole dancer and all that stuff. And it's literally this, you guys. And this is for anything that would be like that, any event. I'm not going to speak on it, but I will tell you this, Jesus ain't no circus. He deserves better respect than that. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He don't need nobody's help bringing people in, drawing them to himself. The Holy Spirit is to do that, not carnival acts and foolishness. So, having said that, that's all that I'm going to say, because that's surely something I just don't need to keep talking about. So, we don't act like the world to reach the world. We act like Jesus so they can see Jesus. Like I said, I'm going to move on from this, but what I'm saying is, help me, Jesus. Okay. You guys, I'm trying not to say the word but it just like fills in. And I know it's annoying. When I'm preaching, it doesn't show up. I guess it's just because I'm like... But when I'm sitting here with you, I just say, I don't even know why. Anyway, I'm not going to say it. I'm stopping myself. Okay. You guys know I have to be a riot. This is who I am. I just got to stop saying it. Okay. So, pray for those affected and learn from people's lessons. Don't have an opinion. Jesus ain't no carnival. I will say this, though, it's even more scary. This is number three. It's even more scary when you see Christians online either using it to build their platform, using it for clickbait, or are so desensitized that they're making excuses for all the things and why it really just doesn't matter. Who cares? It's the end times, y'all. The shaking is here. The wheat and the tares. I've been talking to you about it for 5 years. The wheat and the tares. Okay, I'm moving on. Now, here's the challenge that I gave my students. And, see, I did it again. You guys, I'm not letting you comment. You can't comment, so... You can't even say you did it again, okay, because then you'd have to say it like 100 times in the feed. You did it again, you did it again, you did it again, okay. I'm going to stop saying, I'm literally training myself. I'm not going to do it, okay. So, I'm going to say so instead, or and, or hmm. Anyway, so I can do it. Pray for me. So, see, I can do so. So. The challenge that I gave my students and the mentorship was to give an extravagant gift. So what I basically told them was the Lord had spoken to me, and this was probably 2 weeks ago. He had spoken to me and he said, Liberty, I want you to give an extravagant gift. And I said, okay. And he said, I want it to be not something you can afford. And I said, okay. Amen. You guys have to know I obey quickly. I don't even care. I don't own none of it. None of it's mine. It's all his. He owns everything. If he says give it away, I'll give it away. All of it. For real. So he said, I want you to give an extravagant gift and see what I'll do with it. And he said, I want you to challenge your students and mentorship to give an extravagant gift. So I did. I challenged them, and we've spent the last 2 weeks watching them pray, listen to the Lord for themselves, and give to different ministries, not me. Some of them did give to Spirit Move because God told them to, but I told them, don't just give and say you're going to give it to Spirit Move. No, this is a challenge from God. And for whatever reason, with the season we're in, with the reckoning, the recompense, I did it. You guys, I'm going to stop doing it. And when I think too hard about not doing it, I'm going to do it. So in the season that we're in with the wealth transfer, as you know, I've released like 4 words about the wealth transfer. There's a lot of things involved with the wealth transfer. It's not just $1 million falling in your lap. We all want those dreams to come true, but that's not reality. And so the Lord told me, Liberty, as a part of the declaration of recovering all, give an extravagant gift. Challenge your people to do the same. So I'm challenging you. And so what I explained to them is it has to be a gift you can't afford. Extravagant to the Lord is not 10% of what you have. That is what already owed to him. That's your tithe. You should already be giving that. It's going to be above your tithe, and it's an extravagant gift. And so what that means is whatever's extravagant in comparison to your income, what wealth you do have, and maybe you're like, I don't have no wealth. Well, you do. I don't know what form it takes, but Jesus does. And so the challenge I gave them was to pray and ask God what they should give. And if it's easy to give, then it's not extravagant. It has to be something that you're like, oh man, okay, I obey, but you know, that's going to hurt my savings account or that's going to hurt my 401k. It's that kind of extravagant gift. Now, pray and ask the Lord who he wants you to give it to. There's a specific ministry he has for you to give it to. He's already been preparing you to give it to them if you take up this challenge. Many of my students have already done it. They've already released their extravagant gifts. I have people who are already getting back to me with testimonies of miracles that have been happening because of them giving their extravagant gift. And we had someone right now, we've already had one person who their extravagant gift, their giving is a car. This is what extravagant means, you guys. They own it. They could sell it and have the money. They don't need the car, but they're going to give it. And then now that car is going to someone else who gave an extravagant gift, but their extravagant gift was way less than something like a car because they could not afford anything like that. They don't even have a car. And so now this person is giving their extravagant gift to this person, and now they're going to have a car, and they gave an extravagant gift. You see, here we go, and on and on and on. Give an extravagant gift. If you need some ideas, email me. I'll tell you some ministries that would love to have your extravagant gift and are raising funds for different things or have building funds that they're raising, you know, trying to pay off or whatever. So you get a hold of me, I will tell you some places to give. But I'm sure you already know some that God would probably put on your heart. Be obedient and give an extravagant gift. So here's my example I gave to my students. And then I'm going to get into the word, you guys. This is like a triple word. Triple spanking. No, double spanking. So what I told them was, let's say you have $100,000 in your bank account. If you give $10,000, is that extravagant? No. If you give $20, is that extravagant? No. If you give $50, you're getting on the verge of extravagant. What if you give $80,000 out of the $100,000 you have in your savings account or your 401k or that inheritance that you got? Oh man, now we're getting really close to an extravagant gift. So I'm letting you see the value. Maybe you're someone that's like, I ain't even got $10 in my savings account. Okay then. You're gonna believe from your week to week, however you're living, if that's how you're living, You got to break that cycle. Give an extravagant gift. And I don't know what it looks like for you because I don't know your finances. But I know a lot of great ministries you could sow into. I would love for you to sow into Spirit Move, but that's not the point of the challenge. God has to tell you that. But I know other ministries who have different things going on that they're raising funds for. They would love to participate with receiving your seed because it is good ground. When you sow into good ground, you guys, you will only get a return. I've had people email me and say, you know what? They already tithe to their local church. You need to be tithing to your local church if you have a local church. And so, but they tithe to their local church, but they give an offering to me, their partners. And so basically they were just like, we just want you to know our blessings like began to explode after we started giving offerings to Spirit Move. We are so blessed. We've had this happen. We got raises at work. We had this happen. We had a debt canceled. Like this one family had like five things. They sent me an email. And they were like, we just want you to know we're sowing into good ground with your ministry, Liberty, because our God has literally poured out heaven over us because of our faithfulness. And so you need to know when you sow into good ground, that's what you can reap, is a return. Now, people will say, you don't give to get. No, you don't. But the Bible is very clear. Test me in this. That's one place in the Word where God says you can test Him. You give and He does give back. Pressed down, shaken up, overflowing. And so you don't give to give. You don't give to get. You give because you want to support the kingdom and you want to see His kingdom go forth on earth as it is in heaven. But at the same time, He gives the promise, test Him. So you should expect pressed down, shaken up, and overflowing if you're faithful, because He says He will do that. You can either believe it or not. You have to choose to believe it. And so, or the whole process has no point almost. Sow the seed. So that's your challenge. This is my challenge I'm giving you. Also, if you want to let the ministry know that you're taking up the challenge, you don't need to tell us the amount. You don't need to tell us who you're giving it to. But if you want to let us know, hey, I'm taking up the challenge, and then send us any testimonies of what God does, any kind of wealth transfer that comes because of your faithfulness. We want to hear your stories. We want to know. And so send them in to the ministry. Okay, I'm getting on to the Word. Are you guys ready? 30 minutes in, I'm getting to it. Here's the thing. I'm pretty sure you already received a couple words. If you're still hanging tight and you didn't get offended and leave when I talked about current events. So you guys just need to know, I've said this many times, God is moving majorly right now. He's always moving. But the things have been ramping up for years now, probably since, I would say, I started feeling them ramping up about 2018, a whole nother level, and then it got kicked off in 2020. And it's like time is, we're in a standstill, but it's speeding up. So here's the example is, the Lord allowed the sun to sit still so Joshua could win the battle. So time stood still, but they got more done so they could win the battle. So that's kind of what's been happening in this last 4 or 5 years is the time has stood still, but God is speeding things up. So even though it may look like nothing's happening, just like with Joshua, it looked like nothing was happening. Everything was like, but during that, the battle was won. They were able to accomplish way more during that time of the sun sitting still and God doing that than any other time in the battle. So praise Jesus, amen. So there's a lot happening. And so what that means is we have to be very ready to step into all of it. So This is leading into the word, you guys. We have to be ready. So with Joshua, he had to be ready to step into the battle. What if you're like, oh man, and then time stands still for you and you do nothing? Why is God giving you that extra time if you're going to do nothing with it? So you have to actually do something with the time. Actually get more accomplished than normal. And that's the point of the time. Now, it isn't to be a Martha. You already know. You've already heard me talk about that. I've taught you about that. No, it's coming from what you gain being a Mary. And then you have way more, you know, oil and presence to pull from with all that he calls you to do. But you can't have him make time or let time stand still, but at the same time speeding up so you have more things that you can get done if you're not doing any of those. We have to work together with the Lord on the things. And so a lot of the words that he's been releasing to me, at least over the last 6 or 7 months, have been basically our participation with the new beginning, closing the old door so we can go into the open doors, shutting down the voice of our past so that we can move forward in victory to the new thing God has for us, whatever it is. And so we have a part to everything that we're doing. We have to stop and say, okay, God, and we have to be ready to let go of that thing, to be delivered from that fear. There's things that have to be, they cannot go with us. And so God is in this transition season of going through the open doors, receiving our new beginnings, new alignments, new marriages, new relationships to become marriages, whatever, new jobs, new careers, new kingdom businesses. That's big right now. There needs to be more kingdom businesses on the earth. We should take over the earth. The business is built on Christ. And so as God's ramping all this up, we have to participate with him by letting go of the old and jumping into the new and breaking fear. Now, as you've seen, all the words I've released about the walls coming down, the obstacles, things that have laid dormant rising up against us when we're trying to move forward, and we become fearful, and then we get confused, and then we're questioning. We don't really question, because once we know what God's doing and we know his will and we're ready to obey, agreeing to obey is the first step, but actually following through on it and conquering fear or conquering old rejection or conquering whatever it is that is rising, could rise up to what I just call it, bumping up against it, the new thing. It bumps up against it. And it's like, oh, hello, I'm still here. You ain't got rid of me. Fear, you know, and so whatever it is. And you've seen some of the posts that I've posted, you know, fear is not your future. That was a written word the Lord gave me. An angel woke me up and with hello, hello. If you did not see that in written form, I think we sent it out by mass email too. And first it started with an angel waking me up during my nap at like 3 p.m. with hello, hello in my right ear. And then I woke up out of the dream and I was like, whoa, you know? And so I was like, okay, God. And I'm very honored when they speak to me and they like make themselves known to me. I'm like, okay, well, first I think, man, how bad has it gotten that they got to be like all in my face? Anyway, sometimes they just got to do it. So, and I'm thankful. So I was very thankful. And I said, okay, God, show me what it is that I'm, hello, Liberty, hello. Okay, so let me see what it is, Jesus. Well, then that night I had a dream, and all night long in the dream, a song that I don't even listen to, I've only heard like twice, and it's not on my worship list, Fear Is Not Your Future. I like the Tasha Cobb version, I found out that I liked that version. I did not know the song until he woke me up with it. And then I looked up the song, and that version is what I like the best. And I go with what feels the most anointed. So I liked that one. So that version is the one I liked. And I just felt like the Lord was on it. And so, but he was, and so then I woke up in the middle of the night with that, Fear Is Not Your Future, the song playing in my dream. And then the Lord was like, hello, hello. And I woke up and I was like, oh man, that was why the angel visited me and woke me up with hello, hello in my nap. And so there's a lot of things he's got to get out of our way, you guys. Hey, I'm with you. I'm with you. That's all I got to say is I'm with you. Everything's for me first. I mean, I run it by myself first. And if I have any repenting to do or I need to acknowledge it first, I'm very happy and ready to do it because I don't want nothing in my way. To the best of my ability, I don't want nothing in the way of what anything Jesus wants to do or wants to do through me or in me or with my life and my calling or whatever. And so, or my future. And so he started telling me a lot of things like 7 or 8 months ago. And I was just like, wait, what? So kind of like how I acted when he was like, get on YouTube and start sharing your stuff. I was like, wait, what? And he was like, yep. And I was like, no. He's like, uh-huh. I was no. Yep. I was like, how about no? That's all good. I was being a little rebellious. So the thing is, there's lots of things that can bring up old dormant fear. And then you're just like, and so some things can make you have a panic attack. And you're just like, oh my gosh. Like not it having it, but doing it and like, you know, it happening. It can cause you a panic attack. So because of that, you know, God knows there's a process he has to take us through. But he needs us to be all in at some point, you guys. What that means is we've got to get through the process. We got to get done with it. And we've got to literally kick fear in the face. Literally. Kick it in the face. Kick fear in the face. Tell it to shut up. Because there's always so much beautifulness. And I say this to myself. On the other side of that open door or that new thing or the new beginning or whatever he's doing. And it's not that we don't believe he can do it. He knows you believe him. But the thing is he has to get you there, though. You have to get rid of some things. He needs you to get through the transition and not take 20 years with it. He ain't got 20 years. I ain't got 20 years. You ain't got 20 years. He doesn't got 20 years to waste. He got to waste 40 years with them in the wilderness. We ain't got 40 years to waste in the wilderness, people. So there's certain things that he's doing, alignments, spiritual things, and bringing certain things together in the spirit. There's things that he needs to happen. He's been planning since the beginning of time. And the thing is, we get in our own way. We get in God's way. And so all this stuff has been a process, and I'm not the only prophet talking about it. There's a couple of other prophetic people. I call them prophets. They're, you know, a couple of them, they're prophets, and some I believe are apostles. But honestly, they're hearing a lot of what I'm hearing. They just release it differently. And it's interesting. God is so creative. And so, and just like the word I just released, the last one that the devil did not want me recording, there's others that have released similar, but a different version. It's the exact same message to the body of Christ, times and seasons. And so this is the vision that the Lord gave me. Now that I've said all that, it was to prepare you for this word that he gave me and this prophetic vision, okay? So he took me into this prophetic vision. The Lord gave me a vision of many rivers of water flowing from heaven. And they were flowing down like different places from the heavenlies, but like streaming into, you know, one, which eventually is going to have to happen with the body of Christ. I just thought I would add. But that's a whole separate word or prophecy. Okay. So the Lord said, my love is flowing from heaven. My love abounds greatly from heaven to flow into my people for a major outpouring of my glory. These streams of love will flow into places not seen by man. This love will take my people to another level of preparation for my glory and my kingdom. This love is so deep, it knows no bounds. It will take my people to a new life, a new position, a new flow, a new love, a new fire, a new resilience to go forth for my kingdom and not look back. This love will carry my people to the harvest. The harvest is waiting. It's waiting to be carried away in this love. This love that never fails, never runs out, and will never run dry. This is flowing, my people. Be ready for this river of love. Is upon you. It's a new day, body of Christ. Receive it with gladness and joy. Jump all in, my people, and let the river take you to these new places in me, so my joy and your joy can be complete. Embrace these the river's flow from the throne. And so basically, as I was in the vision, and I could just, you guys have to understand, there's like a whole other realm happening when I'm in a vision, and then like the rivers, and I can feel what's in the rivers, I can feel what's coming from heaven, and everything God's speaking. I mean, I could speak for hours on just the one thing. And so he said, Liberty, as my rivers are flowing of love, and just so you know, this word was like from several months ago, but he did not tell me to release it till today. I'm like, okay, God, what's on your heart now? That I finally got the other word recorded. And he was like, the rivers that are flowing from heaven. And I was like, okay. So I came back today and I found the word from months ago. And so he said, Liberty, the new things, the new rivers, the what's flowing, we have to jump in. And so we have to stop being chickens and jump in. You know, the good old days when you learned how to swim by being thrown in the water. So Jesus is saying, he don't want to throw you in the water. But if he has to come down and be a big old bad daddy, like what's his face on Little House on the Prairie that had to throw them in to make them learn to swim. It's like, he don't want to do that. He just wants us to jump all in with him and allow the river to take us where it needs to take us. Now, rivers flow and go. That can be scary. You guys, we can't control everything that happens when the river flows, but we're not supposed to control it. We have to let go of fear and jump all in and embrace it with joy. See, and here's the thing that people get confused about. How you become the actual body of Christ is learning to be unshakable. If joy isn't your source, and gratitude, and being remaining humble and knowing who Christ is and knowing he's your all in all, if none of those are your sources, you are not going to be unshakable, because you're going to have to pull from another place that is not of this world. And so the Lord is saying, these rivers are preparing to flow right now. And it's to prepare you to go with the river, basically. Go with what he's doing. Go jump in to where his love is taking you. And so, but as we've been talking about all year, it is not easy to let go of fear. It is not easy to let go of rejection. It is not easy to let go of old wounds. It is not easy to go forward when the enemy keeps attacking you with the spirit of failure, making you think you're going to fail or there's going to be a repeat. So then you're afraid to go into the new things. You're afraid to step into the promised land. You're afraid to receive all the different rivers. All the different rivers that he says that are flowing in. Rivers of new life, new position, a new flow, a new love, a new fire, a new resilience. And so we have to actually be willing to receive of the river allow ourselves to flow with the river. And that means we have to let go. And so it reminds me of a prophecy that was spoken over me in like 2015. I was in Colorado Springs at their Contend conference, I think it was. Anyway, Lou Engle. And a prophecy was spoken over me that God was going to take me out of the ship, because at the time I was a lead pastor, and he was going to take me out of the ship and throw me into the water. I had no idea what that meant, because I did not fully have the global ministry going yet, and I was just like, but take you out of the ship and throw you into the water. And there was things that they that he could not have known, like personal things. And one was, you're already a mom to many. I was a pastor, so, you know, I'm mama. And, but you're going to become a mom to many, many more all around the earth. God is taking you out of the ship and he's going to put you in the water. Basically, you're going out there. You're going to have to go with it, Liberty. And so, because he's chosen you to be a mother to many, a mother to millions. And I had no idea at the time that my ministry, that my global ministry was going to become what it is today. I had no idea. And I couldn't have fathomed it, you know. I think I thought my church is just going to triple or something, you know. I'm going to become a mom, a bigger mom, you know. But that is not what happened. I got thrown out into the sea. And Jesus is like, swim, Liberty, swim. And I was just like, where? Anyway, so here's the thing. That's how it feels. And so, but he needs us to be willing to allow the river to come and lead us to where we need to go. And so, and it all goes in line with what he's already been saying, guys. He's already been saying, we have to perceive things differently, because otherwise we're going to keep allowing interfering spirits, spirits of delay to come in, when God's like saying, I'm not delaying this, you're delaying this. It could be happening any moment, but you're delaying it. This open door could be here, but you're delaying it. This new relationship could be here, but you're delaying it. This new alignment, this new whatever God has for you, this new kingdom business, but you're delaying it for whatever reason. Honestly, a lot of it comes back to fear, you guys, and it's the spirit of Jezebel. She is the main culprit of fear, and that's like her biggest thing she uses against God's people, the spirit, and it is not a her, it's an it, okay? But it's just an enemy tactic, and so he needs us to transition well. It doesn't always happen that way, but there comes a point where he's like, okay, enough's enough. I've given you months. No more. Jump in the river. It's time to conquer a thing or two. Fear is not your future. Knock it off and get to it. Because he said there's things that we're happy about, we're excited about, we know are of him, we know are going to be all that he wants it to be. We trust him. But all of a sudden, the thing is, the new beginning bumps up against old things. It just is what it is, you guys. It's happened to me. We all have a form of it. Whether it's old jobs we lost, or old relationships, or failed, what we perceive as a failed marriage, or an old divorce, or maybe we lost a spouse to death and we don't want to repeat. So like whatever it is that's created the fear, the Lord's like, enough, no more fear. You guys, it's time to transition. You've got to go to the next step. The next step has got to happen. And so what I want to say is, this is what I want to say. I want to be like, okay, I not really, because I'm kind of a doer. So I'm a get her done kind of a person. Like I said, I'm a little rowdy. And, you know, my dad had a ranch and we worked it. And we had a feed business, and we worked it. I worked there every day after school. Like, I helped load hay bales. Okay, not all the time. My dad would do it, and he would laugh because I would outdo the guys. And he would just stand there, but he kind of guard me to make sure I wasn't going to hurt myself. But I did. I loaded hay bales and did all the things. So here's the thing. And feed bags. We had 250-pound feed bags delivered every 2 weeks on flatbed trucks. And me and my brother had to unload them. All the different feeds. Okay. We were like the main store for the entire region. We were a bunch of farms and stuff. Okay. So, I'm a get her done. I ain't playing. So, but that does not mean things can't bump up against you. And so not that you want it to be easy, but sometimes there's just a time you're like, if it's God's will, it's going to happen when it's supposed to and how it's supposed to. But then there's other times it does happen that way. But then there's other times the Lord's like, no, you have to do something. You actually have to take action. You have to take a step. Because that hay ain't going to get loaded in that truck to be delivered to so-and-so's house or so-and-so's farm unless you load the hay. So the next step is load the hay. And so the reality is some stuff he is not going to do for us, because if he does, we don't get delivered. And he loves us, but he ain't going to totally baby us to death. At some point, he requires us to take a step of faith and to trust that whatever he's been telling us, whatever he's been speaking, is his will. And sometimes we know that it is. We know that we know that we know. But we're afraid. And there comes a time where he was like, no more being afraid. Enough's enough. Get her done. Just so you know, that's going to happen throughout your entire walk with Christ. New things that are amazing, not supposed to be, but they are amazing that God is doing. Whatever it is, that new ministry, that new business, that new baby that's coming, that new beginning, that new relationship, or whatever. Whatever that it is, the new thing. It's going to happen all throughout your walk. And the goal is to get better at stepping into the new things. And so, because God's not wasting time right now, he doesn't have time for us to sit around and twiddle our thumbs and be like, he's going to do it for us so we don't have to be afraid or face our fear. We don't say that that's what we're doing, but that's what we're doing. Just like when Joshua was going to take the land, if God had said, okay, time standing still, go do it. This is your moment. Take the victory. Do something. Take a step. And Joshua was like, I'm still afraid though. I don't know. The thing is, we can't. By the time it came to that point, Joshua had to go do it. So the Lord is saying, some of y'all need to find your Joshua. Find your courage and do it. Just so you know, I talk to myself. This is all for me too. Because there's lots of things that maybe previously over the years, I've been like, okay, and I'm not going to have to do that ever again. And then Jesus is like, oh really? Want to challenge me? And I'm like, wait, what? Okay, so here's the thing. Jump in the river. The river is flowing from heaven. His streams of his love are flowing. And it's to prepare us, because there is a harvest of unsaved people out there that do not know him. They are waiting for that river. If we ain't carrying it, we can't take it to nobody. We can't see miracles happening, signs and wonders. We can't go do whatever work God's called us to do. If we're not jumping in the river, how can we take the river to anyone else and tell them to jump in the river and go with it? So this is the verse he gave me. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. See, the devil will always, come up. You guys, he will torture you. God needs us delivered from whatever the past things are, whatever the things are. They got to go. You got to be able to move forward. They got to go. And I speak to myself. So I've been through a lot of hard stuff. And so, you know, every lesson is for me too. And I'm very happy to share it for you to receive it for whatever form it's for you. God needs us to transition well. And he needs us to actually get out of the transition to the next thing. We can't be in transition for 12 months. We can't be in transition for 2 years. Let's say he says, I want the transition to be like 5 months or 6 months. But we're not doing it. We're taking our time but the thing is there's a certain amount of time that's for the transition. There comes a point where God's like, no, I'm not giving you any more time. Conquer the thing. Okay. 18 and 19. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So here's the thing. The Lord is basically saying he is doing a new thing. Do you not know it? He says, actually, you do know it. Many of you know it. But as we've been talking about all year up until now, it is not so easy to go into the open door, is it? It is not so easy to just jump in the river. It is not easy, so easy to just obey. Obey and agreeing to yes. Like for me, I ain't playing. If he says it, I'm doing it. But then there's other times he says it, and then we're like, maybe if we just wait around, it'll do it itself. Like, and then we don't have to actually do the thing that bumps up against whatever the old stuff is that God is actually trying to deliver us from in the transition. And so we have to let him do it, you guys. We have to jump all in to this river. Now, he said, as usual, as you know, anytime he gives me dreams or visions about water, snow, hail, fire, it comes physically as a sign of what he's doing. So the Lord said, there is going to be rivers of water flowing in places they aren't supposed to flow. Water is going to come to places, whether they get dumped on by rain or however he does it. I don't know how he does it. I just know that rivers are coming and you're going to see them in physical form through flooding in places where it's not supposed to be raining or it never floods. And this will be your sign to let you know the river's flowing and jump in. And your river's probably already flowing. Just jump in now. Just get to it. I say that for any and all things, you guys. You know how many people have emailed me with all the different words and they're like, well, this is happening and that's happening. And, you know, I'm afraid to do this and God's telling me to move here or to go there. And I'm just telling you, do it. Just don't hinder God. Just obey him. I know it ain't easy to step out in faith, especially if there's a possibility of rejection on the other end. I know. We have to get through the transition. The transition is only allowed to last so long. And then he's like, okay, come on, my people. No more. I've given you this much time to get this much done. Now, take the victory. conquer whatever needs conquered and move on. And basically, he's been showing me a lot. The spirit of fear, Jezebel, rejection, your past, old lies that has been spoken over you by the enemy. All those things, you guys, they've got to be conquered. They don't get conquered overnight. It's going to be your whole walk with Christ. Okay, so let's get ready to pray. And you guys have to know, there's fruit and there's new growth, and sometimes it's annoying. Okay, you're probably thinking, how is it annoying? It's annoying. Okay, so see under here, I'm being funny. See this? I'm like being really real right now. If you listen to me on the podcast, I'm sorry. You can't see what I'm doing. Okay. See this? Okay, these are normally like my little baby hairs. I'm being super real right now. Okay? They're like always there, like my whole life. Okay? Well, they're growing. Like a lot. Look at that. Okay? I'm being super, this is like a super moment with you I'm having. Like, they're very annoying. So then I'm always having, you guys see me messing with my hair? It's because they're sticking out in my eye, whatever. And I'm just like, go away. And so I thought as you got older, you're supposed to get, like, lose hair and, like, thin things out. It ain't happening. I'm getting more hair, you guys. This is my issue. I don't know why it's happening, honestly. And so, but it's annoying. And so here's the thing. I love it. I'm sure once it's grown out, it'll be amazing. Like, to be like way down here. But right now, it's super annoying, sticking in my eyeballs. And so the thing is even wonderful things, see, are like really annoying. That is like a stupid analogy, but I'm being serious. Like, the new things can be hard. They can be annoying. You can have in-between stages, whatever. But God has, there's certain things we've got to get over the transition and just get to it. Because God has a timetable, and he needs us to stick with it. We have to be on his time. He ain't on our time. And so then what ends up happening is he just, like, gives us a smackdown. I don't want to learn it that way. It has happened, but I do not choose it that way. So let's not make him give us a smackdown. Just do it. Just do it. Do it afraid. This is how we roll. Okay. You guys ready? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you and we thank you. We thank you for your rivers, Lord, your streams that are flowing from heaven to prepare us, Lord, the streams of your love and just everything that your love carries, Lord, we receive it with joy. We receive every new beginning, new position, new love, new resilience. I don't even know, new fire, I think he said. I don't know. There's a lot of new. We receive all the new, Jesus, and move all the stuff out of the way that would prevent us from getting through the transition to the new and enjoying it and having excitement instead of fear, having joy instead of fear. Help us, Lord. And we just give it over to you, Lord, and we say we will jump in and we will go all the way with you. And we will not be afraid. Well, okay, we might be afraid, but we're going to do it afraid, Jesus. We're going to jump all in and we're going to do it afraid. We're just going to get on with it. Take the next step. Jump in the river. Embrace your joy and his joy so it can be complete. And keep focused on the new thing he's doing. Can you not see it? Can you not see it? The new thing that he's doing. Amen. And so we love you, Lord. We praise you. We glorify you. And we say we will jump all in. We want to be where you're at, Lord. And we say bring the rivers. Bring the rivers, Lord. Bring the rivers. We want to receive every river that you have, Lord. Fill us to overflowing with this river of love from heaven and push everything out of the way that would hinder us from taking the land, taking the new beginning, taking whatever it is that you've been preparing for us, Lord, and moving forward in victory. Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we honor you. Okay, guys, I'm going to go. We'll see you at Anointed to Win, maybe. It's going to be fun. It's going to be crowded because you have all the regular coffee shop people who are going to be coming in and out all day long while we're trying to do our thing also, even though we're in a separate place. But it should be fun. So, okay, guys, I'm going to talk to you later. Heaven's agenda shall prevail. Subscribe to our email, spiritmove.global. Go to the website. And I don't even know. I'm going to go because I can just keep on going. Okay, I love you guys. Bye.